Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Trump's War, my forthcoming book, is already making history before publication. As the chief architect of the Trump Revolution, I have much to say about his executive actions. I will say that today, tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. Progressives and sneering superior liberals who are listening to this program, just remember this. There are those in right-wing circles who are just as well-read and just as well-versed in history as are you. Pay close attention to what you are about to hear today on the Savage Nation. For what you are about to hear from Michael Savage, that's me, will continue to shape Trump's war for the months and years ahead. That's my opening statement, ladies and gentlemen, of the Savage Nation. The phone number here is 855-407-282. Do you oppose Trump's immigration ban and why? Can anyone listening to this show explain the difference between banning people from terrorist sponsoring nations, be they Muslim or otherwise, and the difference between that and the Holocaust? There's a very big story here that I've tried to touch on in the past, which I will continue to elucidate over the days and weeks ahead. Many of the well-intentioned liberals are leading us to our national suicide based upon the false concept that all immigrants are the same, all religions are the same, all nations of origin are the same, and that all people who come over here looking bedraggled are the same. They couldn't be farther from the truth. They're not all the same. Now, it is true, as I point out in Trump's War, which I'm going to give you some chapter outlines today, and pay close attention to what I'm saying to you. I'm not just a loudmouth conservative talk show host. I am the father of Trumpomania. Almost all of what you are seeing happening in this country now is a direct result of my hard work over the last 22 years, including my prior two books, Scorched Earth and Government Zero. In fact, I will show you the pages from which Trump's actions come. And I will tell you that while he was still a businessman and a neophyte in politics, I was on the front lines of this revolution that you are living through. So pay close attention. You can keep dismissing me if you wish. You could turn away from this if you wish. Or you can listen to this if you wish and maybe learn something. Schumer is an embarrassment to the human race. For him to get up there and use fake tears, and again, every time we get the same story over and over again, they immediately revert like a broken record to Hitler and Nazis. Holocaust, Hitler, Nazis. Holocaust, Hitler, Nazis. Everyone is a Jew fleeing Hitler. It couldn't be farther from the truth. On a number of levels, that's an outrageous lie. And number two, it diminishes the Holocaust itself to keep using it as an argument. So I'm going to talk about these issues today on the program. A lot of things to talk about on the program today. So let me begin at the beginning. Let me go back to the Trump executive actions of the last few days, because America and the world is spinning because he's actually doing what he said he would do. Oh, right. A president following his campaign promises? We can't have that. So he told us what he would do. But where did he get his ideas from? And why is it important that you know? Well, let's look into that. What was the executive order that caused so much havoc over the weekend and such an outcry? President Trump indefinitely suspended admissions for Syrian refugees and limited the flow of other refugees into the United States by instituting what the president has called extreme vetting of immigrants. That was one of the executive orders, by the way. Where did that come from? Page 313 of Government Zero, Action 2. Close the borders completely for 7 years. Let me tell you where I'm coming from. Though Trump's order doesn't go as far as I would wish it would, it does represent a starting point to what we must do to save this nation. Let me spell it out for you. If your head's spinning from this little order that he just passed, I'd like to see another executive order. I want no immigration except for national emergencies for the next 7 years. Zero. We need to absorb those who are here. We need to vet those who have come in under the wire under Barack and St. Obama before we let even another immigrant in from anywhere, unless there is a national security reason for that individual to enter this country. We have to make up for what was done to this nation all these years by Hussein. Hussein was breaking us down, destroyed us, ripped our border open, flooded us with illegals. Now you say, well, what does it have to do with me? I'll tell you what it has to do with you, smart aleck. There is a mumps epidemic right now raging through Seattle. Do you have any idea why there is a mumps epidemic in Seattle? Pay attention, New York. Epidemics do not recognize borders. They do not recognize political beliefs. As I wrote many years ago when I was an epidemiologist, microbes do not discriminate. They do not know if you're a good prog who cries for immigrants. The microbe will attack you just as well as it will attack a conservative. There used to be a time in this country when immigrants had to be screened for diseases. That was thrown out the window by the drunk dipsomaniac Kennedy, who lied to America when he said, the 1965 Immigration Act will not change the demographics of America. Well, look around your city and tell me who lied. He lied to America. He turned us into a souk in the Middle East. Look at New York. Look at Washington. You may be living in Lebanon if this keeps up. It will look like Beirut unless Trump's orders are followed to the T and expanded, by the way. But I'll get into the details of that a little later. So that's number one. I'll give you number two if you'd like it. You want number two? Because here it comes. Page 314, Michael Savage, Government Zero. Deport all illegal aliens in American prisons. Executive order withdrawing U.S. support for the Pacific Trade Partnership. Page 317, Action 20, Savage wrote, withdraw from the TPP. Executive order imposing a hiring freeze in civilian agencies. My book, page 315, Action 11. He cut the rest of government significantly. Though President Trump hasn't started eliminating agencies and cutting the spending, he is putting a hold on their hiring practices. Chapter 7 of Government Zero. Zero immigration expands on the threats America faces with Obama's immigration offensive and what needs to be done during Trump's time in office. From scorched earth, page 32. Day 1, Obamacare gone. ISIS on the way out. Borders sealed. But you haven't seen the best yet. If you want to know what Trump is going to do or likely to do tomorrow, you better pay close attention to the man you thought you could dismiss. Who's laughing now? I'm laughing now, but I haven't had the last laugh yet. I will shortly, because more is coming, and I'll tell you just what's coming. Now, if you want a hint of what's coming, certainly you could look into Scorched Earth, my last book, which was on the New York Times bestseller list, or you can invest some money, hold your nose, sniff if you will, and go buy a copy of Trump's War, which will be out in about a month. You can only order a copy now on Amazon or BNN.com. Because inside you will see what is coming in America. Since Mr. Trump was kind enough to read my books and listen to my shows over the years and surround himself with people who are actually doing what I wrote should be done, you want to see what's coming next? Because I'll tell you what's coming next. Some of the things that are coming are going to make what he's done so far look like liberal policies. You know what he's going to do one day when you least expect it? All you liberals, pay attention, especially you left-wing haters in all the organizations that I named in Scorched Earth. We know you. We've got the list. We learned very, very well from Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. I have an enemies list, and I published the enemies list in Scorched Earth. You're on it. I want UAC brought back, the House of Un-American Activities Committee. I want it brought back. I want the boll weevils who have destroyed America uncovered, unmasked, and punished in this country. It will happen. Number two, what is in Trump's war? 855-407-282. I'll tell you about that in a few moments. No, actually, I have the time now. I can give it all to you right now. I can give it all to you right now. I can tell you the chapters that are in it. Chapter one, Trump's war against the enemies within. Chapter 2, Trump's economic war. Chapter 3, Trump's war to repeal Obamacare. Chapter 4, the war for our borders. 5, Trump's culture wars. Forgot about them? Take a look at the vermin at the Hollywood events. You'll see what the culture wars are. Chapter 6, Trump's War to Restore the Military. He passed an executive order to rebuild the military right out of Chapter 6. But he hasn't done all of what I asked for. I want him to fire all of the fake military officers that Obama put in, the girls who can't fly airplanes, the boys who have never fired a gun wearing many stars on their arms. I want the purged officers brought back into the military. I want our battle-injured veterans treated, not the sexually confused. I want qualification standards restored in the military. I want military spending restructured. It's all in Chapter 6. Have you had enough? I think I'll pause right now because it's all in Trump's war. I worked around the clock since he was elected on this book. Okay? I was at a neighbor party the other night. I rarely go out. There was a little homeowners association neighbor party. And I went, and I said, I guess I missed the last seven. I was the last neighbor party was 8 years ago. And they said, no, Michael. I said, we only had one 8 years ago. I said, okay. I haven't kept in touch with the Homeowners Association. So I didn't know the politics. I assumed that most of them were progs. Maybe here and there was a conservative. We avoided politics completely. It was just a friendly neighborhood association meeting. Well, one of the gentlemen apparently is a big listener, and he said to me, how's Trump's war coming? I said, it's almost ready. It's going to the printer this Tuesday. He said, I'm really interested in the God book. He said, tell me about that. I said, isn't Trump's war the God book? This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We'll be back in a minute on this show. I will be back. I'm here anyway to talk about the executive actions and all, but I have to tell you about a great product, which I've told you about before. But before you hear this, you have to know, I was formerly the director of nutrition for one of the largest health food chains in the United States of America. And I found a product called Super Beets. It's one of the most impressive natural functional foods I've ever seen in my career. Why? Blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. You get the picture? You see, beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Well, what's that? Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets happens to be the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. And it works three times faster. You get it? Listen, if you take Super Beets every day, you'll feel the energy and stamina it gives you within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it, believe me. So listen carefully. Call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504. Or go to SavageLovesBeets.com, SavageLovesBeets.com. You're going to get a 30-day supply for free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You're also going to get a free book called Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. It's guaranteed or your money back. 800-481-0504. Now, we're talking about health. And you don't know that it's tied into immigration. So a headline today is that Washington has a mumps outbreak. 300 cases around Spokane and Seattle. But that's not where it's limited. Mumps has gone through a resurgence in America as a result of the borders being broken down. The politicized CDC was forced to report that mumps cases were confirmed in 46 states and the D.C. last year, totaling 5,311 infections. Eight states reported more than 100 cases in 2016. Arkansas, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, Oklahoma, and Texas. Can any one of you progs try to use your brain and engage it for 2 seconds and tell me if you actually believe that mumps did not resurge in America as a result of immigrants coming in with this infection? Because I'll tell you you're wrong. I'll tell you point blank that Obama should be tried for crimes against America for what he has done to this country, flooding us not only with terrorists. Go back and look at all the events going all the way back during his 8 years, his reign of terror. Don't tell me there were no attacks by Muslims during the 8 years. There were plenty. You probably forgot them all because of the brainwashing. One terrorist attack after another under Obama and the stooges he put in, the Department of Homeland Security and DHS, they did not do their job. They didn't do their job. All of them were infested with Obamaites. One terrorist attack after another. How could the gay people of America in particular not understand the danger they are in from unfettered immigration from Muslim nations? Are you people that stupid? Do you have any idea how you're looked upon amongst traditional, fanatical, throwback Islamists? Do you know what they think of you? Why do you march with them? What's wrong with you? What's the point of me screaming? I could scream from a rooftop, you're not going to hear me. Your mind is made up. You're locked into your doxy. Liberalism is a mental disorder. There's no changing the mind of people who have no mind. It's that simple. If you have no mind, you can't appeal to a person. You can't reason with them. So let's put aside the issue of how people who are gay are treated by Islamists. Let's look at the diseases that have resurged in America as a result of Obama's insane policies of flooding us with unscreened immigrants and breaking our borders wide open and telling the Border Patrol they couldn't do their job. I've already told you the answer. Just by stating the case, I made the answer. I've told you, is mumps the only epidemic that's come back, the only disease that's resurged? You think it's a minor illness? It can kill you. It can kill you, my friends. There are many illnesses that were virtually wiped out in this country because of the greatest public health system the world had had until this fanatical left-wing idiot took over the country, along with idiots like those you are seeing in the media. Drug-addicted fools who don't even know what they're talking about. Schumer himself doesn't know what he's talking about. A liar through and through. He always has been. Here's a man screaming his head off about the poor Muslims. Right? What does he have to say about the Christians who had their heads cut off all these years? How come Schumer didn't cry when people were being raped on an industrial level? Where were you then, Charlie, you liar, you? When Christian and Yazidi girls were being raped around the clock, you lying rat, you. Where were you when I called out, Schumer, do something about it? Where was that liar, Hillary Clinton? The representative of all women on the earth. Where was she when little girls were crying because they're being raped 24 hours a day by those vermin in ISIS who should be wiped off the planet? I'd like to see the B-1s and the B-2s flying over the Middle East. I'd love to wake up to hear the rumble in the sky again. I hope Trump unleashes Armageddon on them. I'd like to see them all killed. I want ISIS off the planet. You're not going to see me crying on a street corner if I see cluster bombs being dropped on their training camps. I'd like to see them running out of their training camps like rats out of a nest that's been sprayed with a toxin. That's what's coming. It's in Trump's war, whether you like it or not.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.
You're living through a social revolution now. Some of you know it. And some of you don't. Some of you think it's going to stop and be gone tomorrow. It won't. That's wishful thinking. The left is highly organized, highly funded, highly activated, and they're going to be out in the streets for the next number of months, days, and years. And the fact of the matter is, it's your job to understand you are involved in this war. It's not good enough. It's not good enough that you voted for Trump. The day is going to come that you're going to have to speak out. And that means you. You can't just sit there and make believe it doesn't matter. They're pretty loud, aren't they, these people on the left? They're not shy to scream in your face. They're not shy to call you Nazi Hitler, are they? You got to learn. You got to learn what to say to them. And you got to learn how to grab them by the verbal throat and say, you listen to me and you just shut up for a minute. Just shut up. And you got to tell them what really is happening here. What is going on in this country right now is a result of what Obama did to us for 8 straight years. He ripped this country apart. He opened up our borders like with a can opener. The country is bleeding. Do I have to tell you it's been bleeding jobs? Do I have to tell you it's bleeding the other way with immigrants, many of whom don't come here to work? No, they don't all come here to work. Where'd you get that garbage from? Why don't you look at the actual data instead of being a movie star who calls Trump Hitler? And the actual data will tell you that the native population, that is you, does not use the welfare system anywhere near the extent that the immigrants do. That's number one. Many of the libs will quote the Statue of Liberty, as Charles Schumer did with crocodile tears. And you'll hear the same old story about the engraving on the Statue of Liberty. Give us your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses yearning to be free. Emma Lazarus, 1903. That's very touching. However, if you analyze it, there's a few elements of it that Mr. Schumer apparently missed. Number one, there was no welfare state in 1903. They didn't come over here with an ACLU giving them a free ticket to a court of law to sue for everything under the sun. The ACLU was not here yet. They won't be here again in 4 years, I hope. I hope within 4 years they're all purged and thrown out of the country. By the way, speaking of the ACLU, who elected them to have this much power? Can anyone listening to this show tell me that they were elected to be a fifth branch of government? When did you elect Marvin in the ACLU with a rotten law degree to represent you? Who are these people? They're subversives, every last one of them. I will not rest until the ACLU is investigated and defunded and destroyed in this country. It is an illegitimate organization that has lobbied against everything decent in this nation. Everything decent in this nation has been destroyed in this country by these rats with law degrees. Whether it's breaking the crosses off war memorials, or breaking our border open, or crying bloody murder so that illegal aliens can come in, whether they would be diseased or terror-prone, doesn't matter to them. Anything they can do to pain the American people, they have done. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. You're going to hear again, give us your tired and your poor and your huddled masses yearning to be free. Hey, it's on the Statue of Liberty. What kind of country are we that we're no longer like that? Says the good liberal girl who doesn't know her toes from her hairdo. But she's out there marching, isn't she, on the barricades? Because she is so righteous in herself. She is so righteous in herself. And she knows she's on the right side of history. And you evil right-wingers are on the wrong side of history. Why, you're goose-steppers like those who marched for Hitler, aren't you? Well, remind that little girl from Columbia University or NYU, wherever she may be going, that all she maybe have good grades and high SATs, that's not a mark of intelligence. It's a mark of an ability to be a little rote memorizer and to take tests. And that it takes more than taking tests to know what's actually going on. So when they quote the placard on the Statue of Liberty, and they say, it says, give us your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses yearning to be free. Say, yeah, well, there's two things you should know, girlie. One is, there was no welfare state then. There were no food stamps waiting for them. There was no welfare. There was no free housing. There was no free medical care. There weren't vermin with law degrees waiting for them to sue anyone who wouldn't give in to them. And so what were they brought here for? You have any idea why they were brought over in such vast numbers? My grandfather included in that wave of immigrants. It sounded like they just wanted immigrants to come here and be free. That's not what it was for. America was a rapidly developing nation. They needed workers. Most of these people came over as slaves. Oh, I don't mean with chains on them, don't get me wrong. But slaves they were nevertheless, living 16 to a room in hovels around America. New York City, the Lower East Side, now a fashionable district, was a hovel of immigration. 15, 16 immigrants to a room, sleeping in the same bed at different times of the day and night. Why? Why? Because they were needed in the needle factories in New York City particularly. They needed to run the garment center. They brought them over by the millions. Where else did the immigrants go, those from Lithuania and Poland? Where were they going, the hard men from Eastern Europe? They were going out to Pennsylvania to work in the coal mines and the steel mills. They were the ones who worked underneath the shower of sparks as the Bessemer converter belched its hot ashes onto the workers without OSHA. And they were glad to have a job at that. They never complained. They were men of steel, and they helped build America. And that's what immigration was for. It was not for a bleeding welfare state. It was for workers who were necessary to feed the engine of our industrialization. Now let's come up to the years that we've lived through and are living through. What are these immigrants being brought in for? Well, you say many of them work. I covered that last weekend. Many of them do work. I said that. I'm the son of an immigrant. I'm not blind. I love hard workers. I respect it greatly. But many of them don't work. What percent of these immigrants don't work? What percent of the immigrants have people at home who don't work? How many of them have wives with 5, 6, 7 children who don't work? Now let's focus on the issue of the day, the Muslims. That's the tough one. We're not supposed to mention it, but let's mention it. What percent of the Muslim immigrants flooded into this country during the Obama years are working, and what percentage of them are on permanent welfare? How many of them have housing that should have gone to Americans who have been begging for housing? How many of them get better medical care than our veterans do, who are bleeding from wounds they suffered going back to the Korean War? You haven't looked into it? I have. I have the answers and I have the ammunition. and you will too if you buy Trump's War. You need the book. It is my last political book. I said that before. I did this one because Trump won. I had to do the book because the war has only just begun and you are on the barricades. You have to understand whether you want to be in this war or don't, doesn't matter. You're in it. The left is motivated, activated, and well-funded, and they're coming for you. They're blocking your bridges. They're blocking your roads. They're blocking your tunnels. They're blocking your access to airports. You have to understand this is a social revolution that we are living through, and a long overdue one at that. Don't shy away from the battle. Join the battle, and you'll find out that you're not alone. It's no longer the years of oppression under Obama. Oh, no. You're not alone anymore. You represent half of America. As a matter of fact, if you did a real poll today and you asked them how many of you really approve of the ban that Trump just passed, you'd be shocked at the results. You'd be shocked to find out that the majority of Americans like the ban. The majority of Americans do not agree with the far left, radicals like Schumer and the others, who are pretending with crocodile tears that they care so much about all of a sudden Muslim immigrants with fake tears. Now, where did this immigrant stuff begin? It began in 1965 when the dipsomaniac Kennedy, remember him? Remember the dipsomaniac Ted Kennedy? When he brought forward legislation called the 1965 Immigration Act, he said it will not change the demographics of America. But as we know, Kennedy's lie and people die. Well, he did change the demographics of America, and not so much for the better. But put demographics aside, what percent of these immigrants are on welfare? What percent of these immigrants do not work at all? What percent of them never will work? Why are we letting them come in and bringing in grandfathers who will never work? Is that the mark of a sane nation or a sick nation? Especially a nation with a debt of $20 trillion, $10 trillion of which was added by Barack Hussein Obama. That's right, he took the debt from $10 trillion, if I'm not mistaken. Was it to 20? Do I have the numbers right? He added $10 trillion to the national debt in order to fund the welfare state and in order to feed the immigrants who never belonged here in the first place. So Trump's war is long overdue. That's number two. So we heard the Immigration Act of 65 by Kennedy changed everything when he broke the borders open. And then Obama finished it off by turning the Border Patrol agents into babysitters. This is a true story. But the Border Patrol 6 months ago was complaining that they were reduced to reheating tacos at the border for the illegals that Obama was flooding in. That was not a racist statement. They were told to warm up the food for the immies who were flooding over the border because they were supposed to be given a hot meal. That is what he did to our Border Patrol. So you wonder why Trump is engaging in this right now? It's because he ran on these campaign points, right? So let's look back a little bit and see who else talked about immigration when he was president. And you'll be shocked to find, as you listen to the following statement, that it did not begin with Donald Trump. It began with this man who you will hear in clip number 16. Pay careful attention, Progs.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. Oh, we are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Thank you, Bill Clinton. He made me be a great president. If he actually practiced what he just stated, he'd be more conservative than Donald Trump. But I doubt very much that he would practice what he just stated today. And, of course, he was right. Clinton was 100% right. How did it change so rapidly from Bill Clinton until now? Because you've had 8 years of brainwashing by Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, George Stephanopoulos. The people who have sucked the brains out of America are now doing it again, calling Trump every name under the sun. Again, I will refer to the document that you must have, which is called Trump's War, and I'll keep saying it until you finally hear me. Chapter 4 is the war for our borders, and the headlines within it are the New World War, ancient mass population changes, build the wall. Oh, really, build the wall? It's in the book. The dream is over. Disease imports still on the rise. How about sanctuary for U.S. citizens? You can only get it in one book, my most important book, the book you're going to need to go on the barricades to save this nation. It's called Trump's War. Time to take one quick call. Gustavo on line 9 from KSFO. Go ahead, make your point.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I just want to say, from listening to you, I'm not comparing you, but I feel that you have been our John the Baptist telling us of what's coming, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment. Yeah, well, there's a lot to be said on that. I don't want to have my head on a platter, but I appreciate the analogy up to a certain point. Very, very nice. Al, KSFO, line 3, fire away.
Thank you very much. Another compliment. I appreciate you educating us, and it's great when you get all fired up like that. I love it, man. I love the comedy all. I'm Italiano, too, man. I can relate.
All right, Al. I appreciate it. No, people love when I got fired up. They don't hear enough of it. They hear milquetoast men. They hear boiled over corporate speak. They have no appetite. They have nothing in America to latch on to. All they have is a headache and tiredness and a loss of appetite. They feel swelling in the cheeks and jaw when they listen to politicians. So when they hear a man speak the truth, they react to it. You know why? Do you know why? Because when people hear the truth, they know it's true. Hemingway wrote it best when he said the truth has a certain ring to it. And you kind of know what that is, don't you? I'll be right back on the Savage Nation to talk about the so-called Muslim ban and why it was long overdue, even though it's not a Muslim ban. It's a terrorist ban. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Again, I want to repeat to you, you are living through a social revolution whether you want to or not. Trump was elected in the greatest upset victory in American political history because of you, the listeners of this show. You pushed him over the finish line. I don't need anyone to confirm it. I know it's true. Now, the book Trump's War is making history before publication for its ideas, because many of the ideas that Trump is espousing and enacting come directly from my previous two books. What he will enact, what he will be doing, pay attention carefully, Progs. The master plan is in Trump's War. Whether you want to read it or not doesn't matter. It's there. And I want those of you who are on the other side of the barricades to arm yourself with the information and the facts. So today we're reeling from Trump's executive actions. A Muslim ban now. Well, why do you suppose he did it? Let's say it's not a Muslim ban, that it's a ban of countries that seem to have an awful lot of terrorists who seem to practice a particular religion. Why is it that so many practitioners of a certain religion are oriented in a certain direction towards hating every other religion, including members of their own faith who are not fanatical enough? Where do they get those ideas from? Do the ideas come out of thin air? Or does it come from some book that they read, like Robots, 6 times a day? And then you want them to come here and practice the same madness in this country? So who's crazier, you or them? Who's crazier, you or them? No, my friends, not all religions are equal. Not all religions teach peace. Some religions do not teach peace. Some religions actually encode statements that would make your hair stand up, such as kill the infidel, such as it's okay to rape young girls after you capture a city. But Shua didn't cry over the young Christian girls and Yazidi girls, some of whom committed suicide from being raped around the clock by the lowest form of humanity. Low-life Muslims from around the world who went to fight in ISIS in order to get those girls. You don't know that? Why? Because Jake Tapper didn't show you the pictures?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Phone number is 855-107-282. We are discussing the important issues of Donald Trump's brilliant, brilliant executive orders. He is hitting the left so hard and so often they don't know which way to turn. Just as they recoil from the Monday events, Tuesday comes about and hits them in the legs. Just as they reach down and say, ouch, that hurts, he hits them in the shoulder. Ouch, that hurts. On Wednesday, hits them again in the head. Ouch, that hurts, with another executive order. By Thursday, they're reeling and he turned, they're spinning around and hit them in the back with another executive order. By Friday, they know what hit them, the head, the toe, the nail, the knee, the shoulder. Bang, he hits them in the back of the butt. And they don't know which way to turn. So what do? They go back to form. Hitler, Nazi, you name it. You got the shopping list of words that they have ready to go. Racist. I haven't heard sexist yet. They're waiting in the avenue. He hasn't brought up sexist yet. We have not yet heard homophobe. Let's see. We've heard racist. We've heard anti-Semitism. I guess they're saving those for the next artillery barrage. But Trump's war is on. And as the chief architect of the Trump Revolution, I have much to say about his executive actions. Now, if you're a prog or a sneering superior liberal, please remember what I'm going to say to you. There are those of us amongst the right-wing intelligentsia who are just as well-read and just as well-versed in history as are you. And so pay close attention to what you're about to hear today. It will continue to shape Trump's war for the months and years ahead. The phone number here is 855-407-282. Let's go into the issues themselves. And the issues are fundamentally the executive orders. The big one, of course, is the, quote, Muslim ban. And there was Schumer coming out with the crocodile tears. Do we have him crying? Let's hear him crying away, old big shoe Schumer. Let's hear old clip one.
This executive order. was mean-spirited, un-American.
Oh, God.
It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm.
Oh, shut up, you idiot. That's like saying, hold it, don't hit the Nazis. Don't hit the Nazis, and don't look into the Nazis who may be coming in here in 1938-39 to cause us harm within. No, it's going to encourage Hitler to get worse if we ban his cohorts from coming in. You fool, you. You idiot, you. You have no idea of your own history, let alone the history of your own people, Charlie. Look, liberals are liberals. Liberalism is a mental disorder. They're not known for logic. They're known for emotion. They're known to say, if it feels good, do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. What you're listening to is a crybaby, a weeping lily, Charles Schumer, crying over Trump's executive order, which is a direct response to what the libs and progs have done to us for the last number of years. That is why he passed these orders, to reverse what Barry Obama did to this country. They can scream all they want to introduce legislation all they want. That's the American way. He says he will claw, scrap, and fight with every fiber of his being until these orders are overturned. They will not be overturned. The reason they will not be overturned is they're encoded in the law itself, all the way down from the Supreme Court. The ban of those coming from terror countries, you want to call it the Muslim ban if it will make you feel better, is based upon the 1952 Immigration and Nationality Act, also known as the McCarran-Walter Act, Charlie. You're a smart boy. You went to law school. Charlie, you went to law school, didn't you? Didn't your mommy say what a smart boy you were when you were little and pat you on the head and give you a knedlach when you were good? Didn't she give you a ruglach when you were a good boy and pinch your cheek and send you to law school to do such havoc to the world, Charlie? Surely you know about the McCarran-Walter Act, which was meant to exclude certain immigrants from immigrating to America after World War II and in the early Cold War years. You see, Charlie, you should know that this act of 1952 moved away from excluding immigrants based solely upon country of origin. Instead, it focused upon denying immigrants who were unlawful, immoral, diseased in any way, politically radical, etc., and accepted those who were willing and able to assimilate into the U.S. economic, social, and political structures. That's what it was all about, Charlie. You should know that. Now, it's true that the main objective of the 1952 McCarran Act was to block those who were associated in any way with communism in the early days of the Cold War. That was an important thing to do. The main objective at that time was to block the spread of communism from nations outside the United States, as well as to deny any enemies of the United States during World War II, such as Japan, and also to encourage Asian countries such as China to contribute to this nation. The McCarran Act, Charlie, was a strong reinforcement in immigration selection, which was labeled the best way to preserve national security, Charlie, and national interests. President Truman originally vetoed the law, deeming it discriminatory. However, Charlie, there was enough support in Congress and the law passed. It is the law of the land. It cannot be overridden by the law passed under the dipsomaniac Kennedy. Dipso's 65 law does not trump the 1952 Immigration and Nationality Act. Period, end of story. Its law is encoded, it's long overdue, and it's only the beginning. See, in my book, Government Zero, and then again in Scorched Earth, and then finally in Trump's War, Chapter 4, I go further than what Trump has done, which means he's likely to do more over the next few years. He's hitting him hard initially, but this is only the beginning. My guess is he's going to ban all immigrants for the next number of years until we can sort out all those who are here already. How many of those who have snuck in under the wire, walked over the border, have come here to do us harm? How many of them are diseased? Well, we can tell you right now, quite a few of them are diseased. Why, Barry from Honolulu knew better, and yet he brought them in by the hundreds of thousands on trainloads, by the trainload. Do you remember 2 summers ago when the trains were packed coming in from Honduras through Mexico right into our southern states? Do you remember what was going on? I was on this radio show screaming, it's a crime against the American people. Fire the head of the CDC. Fire the head of the NIH. They're destroying the health of the nation. You laughed at me and you dismissed me. You said I was a marginal right-wing crazy. Well, who's laughing now? If you would listen to me, we would have no Zika epidemic in this nation. Obama literally imported the Zika epidemic. It had not been endemic here. It was not here. He imported it. He has caused other epidemics which had been virtually wiped out to resurge in this country because of his insane immigration policies. And that is why Trump's executive orders on immigration are so important. But his orders were not so much about... His recent order was not so much about disease, was it? It was about the disease of terrorism, which is a disease that the world is facing. A disease, unfortunately, that seems to be coming from a particular mindset. It doesn't come out of the air. Terrorism doesn't come out of the air. It's not homegrown. The homegrown terrorists are getting it from somewhere. Where are they getting this disease from? Well, it's being transmitted by the internet. But where does the internet get these ideas that it's okay to put a bomb in a shopping center? Or it's okay to put a bomb in a gay nightclub and kill the homosexuals because they're so evil? Where do they get these ideas from? Where do these so-called homegrown terrorists get their ideas from? How does this infection spread? Study it and you will find out. And you'll also find out that there are ways to stop every infection and every disease. Trump is the doctor. The inoculation may be rough. But as with all good medicine, you may not like the results initially, but you'll thank him in the long run. Let's take a couple of quick callers. I was going somewhere else. Jerry on KBOI, line 8, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's your point?
My point is that, Dr. Savage, that it seems fundamental adherence to almost any religious sect is dangerous and destructive. But it seems most prevalent in Islam. You know, President Obama likes to see a level playing field. Well, that's great for golf and bowling, but not with this enemy. This enemy kills anybody, anytime, anywhere, with no rules.
And they kill their own co-religionists, by the way, who are not fanatical enough.
Well, the fact that most...
More Muslims have been killed by the Islamists than have Christians and Jews around the world. They kill their own men, women, and children of their own religion if they're not fanatical enough, if they're not living in a backwards enough century. They kill them.
Dr. Savage, I wanted to ask you something. You know, most religions, one of the biggest things that they say is a no-no, is taking a human life. And if you've got a religion that absolutely condones that, not only condones it, but really says it's great, people that have no...
What you're saying is true. Unfortunately, you'll be called a maniac by those who haven't studied the Holy Book itself. The Holy Book is filled with kill the infidel. It's named 33 times in the Holy Book. Why is it still in there? If you find an infidel, cut his throat. Over and over again, the things about Jews and Christians would make your hair stand up.
Why did they...
The religion treats women lower than it does an animal. A woman is treated lower than an animal. By definition, the lowest man is higher than the highest woman.
No, that's not right.
No, I'm sorry. There are ugly facts that need to be discussed, and it's long overdue. Whether they're uncomfortable or whether they make you squirm doesn't matter. Whether it makes Charlie Schumer reach for another Prozac or a Valium, whatever he's going to need tonight from the crying jag he went on. He ought to see a good psychiatrist on the Upper East Side. I know someone who might be able to help him. I think it'll take more than a psychiatrist to cure Charlie Schumer of the crying jag. All right, my friend, you are right. I wish people would study the holy books of the five major religions in the world and tell me which other religion teaches to kill anyone who doesn't conform to their religion. Does Judaism say kill the infidel? Well, in fact, in the Old Testament it did. But even the most orthodox of Jews today don't practice the fundamentalist form of Judaism, by the way. Does Christianity tell you to kill? No, it says turn the other cheek, love thy neighbor as thyself. It's not encoded in Christianity. Of course, it occurred during the Crusades. The Christians were terrible killers and terrible warriors. But that was 700 years ago or 500 years ago. They outgrew it. The Christian religion evolved past what the Islamists are practicing today. But we don't have 500 years to wait, do we? Do we have 500 years to wait for the Islamists to grow up? Do you? Ask Charlie Schumer if we have 500 years to wait for every immigrant that he has flooded in with Barry Obama to be investigated. Now, the next steps, I'm going to tell you right now, these are only baby steps that Trump has taken. Banning immigrants from these nations that seem to sponsor more terrorists than any other. It's a very good first step, but it's only a baby step. What is coming is spelled out in my great new book, which is already creating a great stir called Trump's War. And I do encourage you to buy a copy right now on BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com because I want people to pay attention to what is coming. I am the father of Trumpomania, the godfather of Trumpomania, according to even Liberal Salon magazine. That's right. They listen to the show. They know where I've been at all these years mentally. They know what I've been saying. They know what Trump was before he decided to run and what Trump was when he decided to run. And good for us, we now have a president who not only ran on a set of campaign promises, but believe it or not, he's actually fulfilling his campaign promises. Can you imagine that, what that's doing to Wolf Blitzer? A president who's actually following what he promised he would do? Well, if you'd like to know what's coming next, I'll tell you what's coming next. Because I can predict what he's going to do next. I can tell you what the next executive orders are going to be. And if you think that you're recoiling from the first 5-6 days, get ready for more. Because more is coming. Right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We're talking about the executive orders, the ban, and how the freak show on the left is out of control right now. Obama's already piped in, speaking out against it, of course. He caused this trouble by busting our borders wide open and by bringing in 98% of refugees from Syria were Muslim. 98% of the refugees that Hussein brought in were Muslim, not Christian. The Christians were languishing there, being killed, being burned alive, and he did nothing for them. You know how many churches were set afire during Obama's reign of terror? You don't know anything about it. Why? Because you listen to Wolf Blitzer? WFTL, Jack Line 3, fire away 30 seconds or less. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi, Doctor. I want to tell you, first of all, you're like the king who sits in the palace rallying and educating the masses. and with how you, I mean, obviously President Trump knows, he knows very well what he did. Now, I just want to ask you, I 100% agree with what he's doing, and you're the one who's really, you got that going to the Muslim ban. My question is, the average Muslim in the streets, an American Muslim who's here, they are feeling some kind of, I don't know what word to use, but they're feeling it. Now, shouldn't the ban come with some kind of, I don't know, outreach or something making, because, again, somebody who's Muslim in the street is, they're not happy about this. They feel like they're being...
No, they're not happy. They can't bring in all of their in-laws. You wouldn't be happy either. Well, you wouldn't be happy either if you were getting away with virtually anything you wanted for years under Obama. If you had unlimited access to government benefits and suddenly they were being cut off, you'd also scream bloody murder. But they can't bring in their extended family from Syria now, and they're screaming, it's too damn bad. It's long overdue. I want Trump to go farther. I want him to investigate all of those brought in from terror countries going back 8 years, and I want to find out what they're doing in my beautiful country. I want to find out what percent of them are on welfare. I want to find out what percent of them have been investigated by the FBI or watched by the FBI. I'd like to find out what percent of them went over to terror and what percent didn't. I'd like to find what percent of them have contributed to American society. Wouldn't that be a fair analysis of what's actually going on?
Yes, it would, but do you think that...
All right, stay on the line. You're getting a free copy of Trump's War when it comes out. I don't know where the time is going today. I don't know where it's going. I don't know, you know, it just flies. Tomorrow, Supreme Court choice. Can you imagine what's going to happen tomorrow? Schumer's going to have to double up on his Prozac tonight. He'll have to take an anti-crying pill, an antidepressant pill, some kind of testosterone for tomorrow. He'll have to shift from a green tie to a red tie. Yes, indeed. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, getting hit one blow after another. The whole world is shaken by Trump's war, by the way. What'd they expect to happen? What'd they think he was going to be, a milquetoast? Why do you think we were motivated to elect him to begin with? And by the way, liberals, how many of you really want more Muslims here? Huh?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And now, the Savage Nation Hollywood Idiot of the Day.
I want you all to know that I am the daughter of an immigrant. My father fled religious persecution in Nazi-occupied France. And I'm an American patriot, and I love this country. And because I love this country, I am horrified by its blemishes. And this immigrant ban is a blemish, and it is un-American.
That's some actress I never heard of named Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I don't know who she is. At the SAG Awards, I don't know what that is. But there you have the Hollywood Idiot of the Day. But not to be outdone by this unknown woman was an actor named Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher is another one, another good lib. Ashton Kutcher exhibits the mental disease of liberalism to such an extent that I recommend he call 911. Here's his speech from SAG last night in 09.
Good evening, fellow SAG-AFTRA members and everyone at home and everyone in airports that belong in my America.
Good. Yeah, they'll go to your movie, you schmuck.
They're
waiting to go to your movie.
Part of the fabric of who we are.
Oh, get off it.
You, and we welcome you.
Oh, he loves them all. He loves them. He loves them all. I love how they use the word love. He loves them. He doesn't know them, but the hundreds of thousands of illegals that are flooding into the airports, he loves them all. I would say that's a gross overuse of the word love, Ashton, but then again, you're only an actor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you now know which movies to boycott. Anything that Ashton Kutcher is in, you have a choice whether to spend your money there. Not to be outdone is the moron who runs Starbucks. Oh, this is a huge story. Did you hear what that idiot did, that left-wing fanatic who owns Starbucks or is the CEO of Starbucks? I linked it this morning on michaelsavage.com, and I invite you to go look at the website. It's pretty good. It's a little site that could. I forget his name. I don't know. It should be up on the website. I can't find it. It's hard for me to find my own. Muslim refugees defy Trump and land at airport, get rude awakening. Look at him coming in. Take a look at what's coming in. Take a look at what he's bringing into this country. Do you want this country living in the 15th century, Ashton Kutcher, you moron, you? You think they're going to go to your movies? They'll burn your movie theater down, you idiot, you. Look at what they do in their home country. But anyway, let's put that aside. The CEO of Starbucks, I don't know his name. I really had it. It should be on my website. It's not there right now. Has said he's going to hire 10,000 immigrants to show that he's against Donald Trump. Did you hear? 10,000 immigrants are going to be hired by Starbucks. Not Americans. Not Americans. Not returning war veterans. He's going to hire 10,000 immigrants. I had it on michaelsavage.com. That's Starbucks. Howard Schultz. Howard Schultz, the good lib. He runs Starbucks. You have a choice where to buy your coffee. Attention, deplorables. Did you hear what I just said? You can listen to the Savage Nation. You can patronize my sponsors. Or you can do what was done to me for the last 20 years. You can choose not to spend your money in Starbucks. You can choose not to go to the movies in which appear psychotics like these who attack the president for doing what America wants him to do. Never forget that these people are a small minority. They're very loud, and they own the media. With the rare exception of a few talk shows and a few websites, they control the media. And they don't like what's going on because they're finally hearing from us. So again, if you want to talk about this, go ahead. Let's go to WDRC Radio, Todd Line 5. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. I just have one very quick point, and I want to leave you to it. This idea that, well, if they're not going to cause us physical harm, then they're okay to bring in. Right, this thing that's going on the internet right now, that, oh, well, no Muslims from overseas have actually killed any American citizens on the homeland. This idea is ludicrous, the idea that just physical harm is problematic. We brought in millions of people from Eastern Europe in the early 20th century, and while these people may not have physically attacked Americans, they brought an ideology, communism, that has so deteriorated American culture. These are the grandparents of the professors, of the people.
That's right. These are the red diaper dopa baby parents who fled the oppression of Hitler, to be very specific, and came here and infected America with communism. I was taught by them at Queens College of the City University of New York. I was a kid. I didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know who they were glorifying. But when I look back at all the people they were glorifying, they were all communists.
Yeah. No, but and that's exactly what the Muslims are going to do. They're going to bring a foreign ideology that has no place in this country, and maybe it'll take a couple of generations. They're going to infect and further deteriorate what...
Well, wait, now Jesse Jackson says that all religions are equal, and we know how it was balanced Jesse Jackson is. We know that Jesse High Jackson has never met a protest he didn't like. But Jesse High Jackson said there's no evidence of terrorism amongst those banned from entry to the U.S., and all religions are the same. You and I both know all religions are not the same.
Of course not. And this idea that the criterion should just be, oh, are they going to physically kill us? That's ludicrous. What does that have to do with anything? What about the other negative ramifications of bringing in huge amounts of people who, again, do not share our culture, they do not share our identity, they are misfits, and they bring a...
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, wait, because the argument can be broken down in another way. What you're saying is partly true, but it's also partly untrue, because, for example, the Chinese that came in, they were not Christians. Many of them were Buddhists or others. Their culture didn't fit. Many of them were insular, stayed in their own communities. But they didn't come here to bomb America, did they? They came here to build America and build a life for themselves. So it's really not about the ethnicity or about the religion, is it? It's about something else. And that is what's in the religion. Buddhism does not teach people to kill others. Buddhism does not teach people that if you find a Buddhist who's not fanatical enough, cut his throat. Or if you find a Jew, cut his throat. Or kill a Christian. It doesn't say that in Buddhism. I've read the Buddhist tractates. I've read the Christian Bible. I've read the Old and New Testaments. I've read the Quran. I'm sorry, they're not all the same. They don't teach the same message. Anyone who studies this, any minor scholar knows it's not the same. Why are we ashamed to admit what we know to be true? Why is it so embarrassing for us to admit that you're bringing in people with an 8th century mentality? You're going to be living in the 8th century unless you put a curb to it.
Yeah,
thanks for the call. Listen, I got to say this. Let me go back in time. There was a time when Muslims were coming into this country from professional backgrounds. And there's fabulous Muslims in America. We all know that. I don't want to sound like I'm pandering right now. There are Muslim professors and Muslim doctors and Muslim engineers and Muslim architects. You name it. But that's when they were brought in based upon their skill set and what they could do to contribute to the country. I would guarantee you that if you did a poll amongst second or third generation Muslim Americans, they would also approve of Donald Trump's ban. Because the people who are coming in now are not doctors, they're not lawyers, they're not engineers, they're not architects, they're not surgeons, they're not dentists, they're not veterinarians. They're something else entirely. They're from a different social strata. It is not what America needs. Moreover, now that we're having an immigration discussion, let's have an immigration discussion. Any sane nation on earth decides what immigrants they want. Don't you say, well, we're a nation of immigrants, but we have too many people anyway. If we have so many people who are unemployed, and so many people who are uninsured, and so many people who don't have housing, wouldn't you then admit that we have too many people in the country who don't have enough services? So where does the logic follow that you should bring in millions or more if we don't have services enough for those who are here? Logic would say no more immigration at all for 7 years. It's in my last book, and I continue the discussion in Trump's War, which will be out in a month, and it's a very important book for you to buy, period. I am selling it hard today because it's my last shot at telling you what must be done. You're on the barricades whether you want to be or not. You're going to be confronted by a Prague as sure as I'm sitting here in front of this microphone. You're going to be attacked verbally by a neighbor, by a friend, by a loved one. They're going to call you Hitler. They're going to call you Nazi. They're going to say, wait a minute, we're a nation of immigrants. And you're going to say, well, we're not all immigrants are the same. They're going to say, the next thing they'll say is, wait a minute, the Statue of Liberty says, give us your tired and your poor and your huddled masses yearning to be free. Don't you agree with that, they're going to say? That's on the Statue of Liberty. And you'll say, well, I read Savage's book, Trump's War, and he says that that was written in 1903 on the Statue of Liberty, quoting Emma Lazarus. But there was a big difference between 1903 and 2017. There was no welfare then. There were no food stamps then. There was no ACLU then suing for everything under the sun. And most of those immigrants came here to break their backs to work in this country, my grandfather included. They came here to break their backs and build a better life for their children. They didn't come here to break your back with a bomb, screaming the name of their religion in your face as they went to the Holy Land. So there's a huge difference. Open your eyes before it's too late. Because, you know, a bomb doesn't discriminate. It doesn't know whether you're a good liberal or a bad conservative. You know what I'm saying? It has a real way of straightening you out pretty good and pretty fast. All right, let's go to the callers. Jim on WABC, line one, fire away. You're up in the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
During World War II, Jews were sent back to Europe to be executed and slaughtered. There was a famous ship, the St. Louis. People were here and they were sent back because the Americans were afraid that German spies will blend between them. I'm a little upset of it because it was done by self-hating Jews. But other than that, the concept makes sense, and there was no protest at the time, and Chuck Schumer wasn't crying at the time. And I think the comparison, it's not even a comparison, because now the Muslims trying to come in, it's a greater risk for the U.S., and it's a less of a risk for, you know, to turn them back. So I don't see why, you know, people are so upset about it.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Many good Jewish liberals immediately side with the Muslims, thinking that they are their brothers in religion, that there is some kind of bond between the Jewish person and the Muslim. They couldn't be farther from the truth. It's a complete and total distortion of reality. But put aside the Jewish-Muslim thing. To make the comparison between Jews fleeing Hitler's death camps and Muslims fleeing nations that they themselves have wrecked is a huge difference, isn't it? After all, who are these people who are coming in? Why are they fleeing Syria? Who are these men? Where are they coming from? What are they running from? Why are they suddenly running out of Syria now? Well, what are they running from? Does anyone know what they're running from?
No one knows.
They're leaving. Why are they leaving Syria? What are they coming here for? They're coming for a free ride, in plain English. You think they're coming here to work? You think they're coming here to work 12, 15, 18 hours a day? When they have everything for free waiting for them? I mean, do I have to go down the list of what Catholic Charities gives them and Lutheran Family Services and Jewish Family Services and every other grifter organization that puts a religion on top of their business enterprise? There are billions of dollars coming out of your pocket going into these phony religious charities in order to resettle refugees. It's about dollars and cents. Trump is 100% right. We can't afford him. Put aside religion. Put aside race. Put aside terrorism. We just can't afford him. Period. End of story. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We will talk more about the Muslim asylum seekers from Iraq, Iran, and Syria, and what happened to them as soon as their plane landed in Queens, and what was done to their idiot lawyer when he demanded to speak to someone, what the new administration told him. You're not going to believe it. But first, I have to tell you something important, which is about hair. Okay, you're going to laugh, but don't laugh, because if you want thicker, fuller, and healthier hair without the long wait, I have the answer for you. It's the new Provia Super Concentrate from Chamonix. And it was created, by the way, with you in mind. Tiny bottle packs four times the power of Provia's key ingredient. Noticeably faster, more visible results. A listener, Dorothea from Delaware, says, I love Provia. I was self-conscious about my hair that I bought several wigs. Forever cleaning hair out of the shower, the sink, and off my pillow, not a problem for her anymore. You see, it revitalized hair follicles and improved scalp circulation naturally without side effects. You're only a phone call or a click away from stronger, fuller, younger-looking hair. Say goodbye to wasting your hair on the brush, in the sink, or on the pillow. Try Provia now, and you'll get the same super concentrate that I'm telling you about free with your order. All you got to do is call 800-543-5830. 800-543-5830. The new Provia Super Concentrate works, or your money back. It's guaranteed for this limited time offer. Call 800-543-5830. You got it? 800-543-5830. One more time. 800-543-5830. So when the Muzzis arrive from Iraq, Iran, and Syria, and by the way, these are not modern doctors who arrived. I wish you'd go and look at who was coming in. You're not going to believe the pictures of the outfits they're wearing. You say I'm discriminating? Take a look at the deep, deep antiquity of their costuming and tell me they're ever going to assimilate into this nation. They're coming here for a free ride. They're coming here because they were told by Lutheran Family Services and their agents and fellow travelers, Catholic Family Services, whatever other grifter organization is out there, put the memo out in the home languages. Come one, come all. You got a free house, free medical, free dental, and you could spit on the Americans while you're walking down the street. You can look down upon them like they're filth and garbage. You can call them dog turd and no one's going to do anything to you. Come to America. Charles Schumer will protect you. Take a look at them. You want to live in a country like this? Look what they did when they moved into Beirut, to Lebanon. It was once the flower of the Middle East. Look what they did to it. That's what they're going to do to this country. Turn it into Lebanon if you keep it up. So a bunch of them arrived Saturday morning at JFK's airport in defiance of Trump's executive order, which bans migrants from potentially dangerous countries, right? As soon as they land, take what happens. A loudmouth from the Refugee Assistance Project, a lawyer named Mark Doss, D-O-S-S, make a note of it, Mark Doss, D-O-S-S, started to demand to speak to someone. How dare you lock them up as their plane landed at JFK on Saturday morning? All right? Because officials from DHS were no longer Obama's greeters and meeters. They were ordered to halt interviewing and cease issuance and printing of visas to the United States effective immediately in accordance with President Trump's executive order. Immediately, the loudmouth attorney from the Refugee Assistance Project screamed out, I want to speak to someone. Well, an unidentified agent of Trump said, if you have a problem with the order, call Mr. Trump. So you see, my friends, Barry is gone and Donnie is here. And it feels real good to have America back with a new sheriff in town, doesn't it? How do you feel about that? Do you know he deported 90 Somalis and 2 Kenyans and turned them right back to Mogadishu? You didn't hear about that one yet, Charlie?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Slamming Trump's refugee ban. There he is again. We didn't have enough of him for 8 straight years of horror. Took time out from golfing to send out a memo saying he opposes it, of course. And there he is. Barry is back, the man who broke our borders, flooded us with Muslims, is screaming bloody murder, un-American, racist, sexist, you name it. Just put ist on the back of anything, and there's Barry in front of it, along with Jesse R. Jackson. Now, I think that I would be remiss if I didn't entertain you right now in hour three with a soundbite from Jesse R. Jackson, who suddenly has now joined the Muslim bandwagon. Apparently, he has left some of his other very important campaigns behind. And his latest area of expertise and interest is Islam. So here's Jesse R. Jackson supporting Muslims to come in, no matter how many, no matter from what country, whether they're vetted or not. Here's old Jackson in 11.
The countries that are targeted, we found no evidence of terrorism to America from those countries, number one. Two is a very disruptive process. People already in flight. They fly from their home country to jail in America, or detention. That was very disruptive. And thirdly, it appears to be overwhelmingly religious, with religious bias. We're going to let Christians and not Muslims in. The fact is, and Christianity and Islam are three Abrahamic religions, the same religion, so that
it's not the same religion.
Overtones, it seems to have, with one stroke of the pen, turned millions of people against America.
Well, then they don't like it. Don't come here. Turn millions of people against America, so who needs them? That's so they don't like it. Let them stay in their hellholes. I love this. Oh, you can't say anything about terrorism and associate it with any religion. You don't remember Orlando. You don't remember one terrorist event after another. You don't remember the Allahu Akbar yells. You don't remember any of it. All of a sudden, you have blindness and then stupidity. Well, this is a very big story. And it's not going to go away. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And again, I will tell you about Trump's war. It's my new book. It's out in a month. It's his war against the enemies within, who you are seeing parading all this weekend. You saw them at the SAG event, the actors. You saw them in the media. You saw them crying at the airports. Chapter one of Trump's war is Trump's war against the enemies within. The shot heard around the world, the enemies within, draining the swamp. Chapter four, the war for our borders, the new world order, ancient mass population changes. Build the wall. The dream is over. Disease imports still on the rise. How about sanctuary for U.S. citizens? I can read from my book, but it'll be read by you. I want to read you this at another time, because this is a shot heard around the world. What Trump is doing are shots heard around the world. And I want to remind you that when British subjects fired on British troops at Lexington and Concord, they called it the shot heard around the world. That's because it didn't just send the message to King George III. It sent a message to tyrants and the smug intelligentsia all over the world. The working man, the oppressed citizenry, had had enough. My friends, that's Trump's war. The shots heard around the world are ricocheting all across the media landscape, with all of the fellow travelers of discord in this nation doing as much as they can to upset the new president's executive orders. But they are going to lose. For two reasons. One, because the executive order on banning folks from these countries is encoded in the 1952 Immigration and Nationality Act, better known as the McCarran-Walter Act, which I will read to you if you're interested, number one. And number two, poll after poll after poll is showing that most Americans, when polled silently, do not want more refugees from these nations because they're sane. They're not insane. Now let's take your calls. Jeff on WABC Line 2, go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage, a couple things that your listeners should know. If they've ever flown out of Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion Airport, did you know that the Israelis put coded stickers on their luggage? And that's before they even get into the airport, from a 1 to 10 on the severity of what they think could be somebody to look for.
Wait, you mean at the sidewalk before they enter the terminal? they make an eyeball determination of people, and based upon certain gestures or certain things, they put a number or something, a coded thing?
You know, a coded deal with a 1 through 6 or whatever, with 6 being the highest, 1 being nothing. And they also bring their Army graduates from the Israeli defense that are trained negotiators, and they start to just stare at them. They don't have grandma take the shoes off. They don't look at your shampoo bottles. They're looking straight at you. They put your luggage in a compression deal or almost like a pressure cooker thing to see if anything's going to go off. And then, you know, so you're going through like a turnstile's worth of different sections of security. And they haven't had a terrorist attack from the Tel Aviv in many, 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 many years.
Right, and they haven't had a bombing since they put the wall up with the West Bank, have they?
No, and that's what I'm saying. This is not...
Remember what happened? Wait, this is interesting. Remember when the Israelis were building the wall, the very same screaming liberals were screaming that it's racist and it's like the Soviet Union, Israelis tear down that wall. Remember that? Well, since the wall went up, there's been almost no bombings in Israel. Before that, bombs were going off on a regular basis. So, you know, once we have our wall and once we have our travel ban firmly in place, I think that this will all die down.
I agree. So, you know, when people adhere to a social contract, right, they give up some liberties for the greater good. Whatever your definition of the greater good is, mostly it's security and safety, and you're going to give up...
Well, look, I have personal knowledge of Israeli security because when I flew to Israel with 2 young children in 1979, I will tell you that they took my daughter, who was a year old, and they looked in her diaper. Do you know that? I'm telling you the God's honest truth. I thought it was crazy. I guess I looked like a Biedermannhof terrorist to them. At the time, I did have long black hair. I have penetrating brown eyes. I guess I met the profile of a terrorist. I didn't find it offensive. I figured that's what they have to do.
And you know what? I think most travelers feel safer. If you know that going in, I would feel more apt to fly if I knew that I was going to get the third degree. And if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to hide.
I remember it very well. I can't say I enjoyed having them go through my daughter's diaper. But I'll tell you the truth, I understood what they were going to do because I wouldn't have gone to Israel to begin with if I didn't expect it. I knew it was sort of a lockdown situation. I knew that they were living around people who wanted to drive them into the sea and kill all of them. So what did I expect? At Disneyland? I didn't.
Exactly. You know what? It's the political will. If we're in it for the political will and we have the resolve...
Well, let me ask you, you're a political realist. Do you think that eventually the American people will calm down with Trump's orders and get used to it? Because this is just a counter... These are counter moves to what we've been living through for these last 10 years.
You know what I liken it to? A football coach that takes a deadbeat team, starts to clear house with the bums that were there that had the losing season and says, no more, fellas, we're doing it my way with my players, and this is what we're going to do, and we're going to start to win. And he's got the culture. He changed the culture. And yes, when he talks about making America great again, that's what's going to happen. The people are going to fall in lock stock. Because, as you know, the East and the West Coast, like you said, did not elect him. It was the Heartland. And the Heartland, I hate to say it, has morals. Let's just be honest.
Well, here's an interesting question. People in California want to secede from the United States of America. And I have a different idea. Then there's another group that is saying, don't secede, just divide the state of California in two. I like the idea of dividing California, but I have a different idea about it. I don't want to see a line running from west to east, dividing north to north and south California. I'd like to see a line running down the center of California from north to south and cut off the interior of California from the coast. Then you would have two distinct states politically, wouldn't you?
I believe so, and that would be...
If you look at coastal California, take a look at it. You've got the potheads in the north, the pot farmers, the pot gangsters. You got San Francisco left-wing fanatics crazies. You got the L.A. crazies. That's all on the left side of California. On the right side of the other is the other California. They're never represented. Feinstein never represented them. Boxer never represented them. Pelosi doesn't represent them. So I would go for dividing California, but north to south. Hey, listen, if you name it, you gain it. What's the name of my new book coming out at the end of the month?
The one that I can get? I'll take the Trump's fight.
No, you didn't get it right. I'll be a good guy, though. You're getting Trump's war. It's not Trump's fight. It's Trump's war. People are boycotting Starbucks after CEO announces plan to hire thousands of refugees. Did you hear about this one? Some Starbucks customers are threatening to boycott the coffee giant after the CEO took a stand against President Trump's executive order barring immigrants from 7 Muslim countries from entering the U.S. On Sunday, Starbucks announced it plans to hire 10,000 refugees worldwide in the next 5 years. Well, Howard Schultz, you're such a good liberal. I'll tell you what, you just lost my business. I'd rather buy my coffee from Safeway than from Starbucks from now on. Okay? So he's not hiring veterans. He's not hiring out-of-work Americans. He wants to hire 10,000 refugees instead of Americans. So you have a clear choice. It's that simple. Put your money where your mouth is. It's very simple. Walk around the corner. You don't have to patronize left-wing fanatics like Howard Schultz of Starbucks. There's more to it. In November, he did this. Well, I don't want to go into what he did before. This guy is a left-wing fanatic. He's a member of the alt-left movement. And as you know, the alt-left movement is filled with fanatics who unfortunately control the media and far too many businesses in the country. 855-400-728. What about the countries that Trump picked? Did he pick the right countries? The latest poll shows that Americans favor suspending immigration from terror regions. Did you know anything about that? Poll, Americans favor suspending immigration from terror regions. It's the new Quinnipiac University poll. I can never pronounce that right. I wish they changed to something like, I don't know, the Baked Alaska poll or the Northern American poll. Or why Quinnipiac? Who is the... That was an Indian tribe, wasn't it? Quinnipiac? I think so. Anyway, American voters support 48% to 42% suspending immigration from terror-prone regions, if that means anything to you. And 53% of voters support requiring immigrants from Muslim countries to register with the federal government. Did you hear that? 53% of voters support requiring immigrants from Muslim countries to register with the federal government. Why do you suppose 53% of voters have a different view of immigrants from Muslim countries than from other countries? 59% of voters believe illegal immigrants should be allowed to stay in the U.S. and eventually apply for U.S. citizenship, including 38% of Repubs and 80% of Dems. Anyway, you see the picture here, don't you? It's changing rapidly. Now, Trump is being opposed by the most dangerous group in the United States of America, in my opinion, the ACLU. I have long warned America about Marvin with a law degree from the ACLU. For some reason, this organization attracts the most devious lawyers in the country. You have the power to stop funding this extremist organization. You have the power to understand that under Trump, as sure as I'm standing here, as I am standing here, I can almost assure you that within the first 2 years, the ACLU will be investigated by a House committee. They will find out who these people are. They will find out where their funding comes from. They will find out if there's any ties to foreign governments such as Saudi Arabia or other terror-sponsoring nations. And I can guarantee you that the Marvins of the ACLU will be running for cover. They may actually have to find a new livelihood, perhaps becoming ambulance chasers in Algeria. But the fact of the matter is, this is not a laughing matter. The ACLU conducts itself as though it is a branch of government. It is not a branch of government. It's a branch of evildoers with law degrees. And in Trump's war, I lay out a plan to investigate not only the ACLU, but all of the other, which I call subversive organizations in the United States of America. Now, if you think the outcry against Trump's Muslim ban, if you want to call it that, is loud and forceful, you're right. If they ever looked at what I have in Trump's war, you'd hear a louder ban. But you know, I got a little news for you. They make believe I don't exist. Well, let them make believe I don't exist to their own detriment. They made believe I didn't exist for 20 years, but I helped elect Donald Trump. I am the architect of Trumpomania. I am the architect of Trump's war. It's all in Trump's war. And if they want to see what's coming tomorrow, I suggest that they go and buy one. It's only available right now online at Amazon.com. This is the Savage Nation. Have a nice break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Can you imagine if it was day six of a Hillary Clinton regime? Can you imagine what she would have done to this country? Instead of saying stop the flood of Muslims, she would say start the flood of Muslims. Instead of saying stop the flood of diseased immigrants coming in from the southern border, she would say bring in more of them. Hey, it's a great day in America right now. Thank God he is gone. But the damage that Obama has done to this nation will last for many, many years, which is why Trump and his cohorts are moving as fast as they possibly can. The fact is that the demon rats who did this to us are now getting a taste of their own medicine. And what's interesting is that the demon rats who created the nuclear option, that is legislatively, and Obama's use of his magic pen are now being bitten or being hung by their own petard, to put it another way. They are the ones who created the petard that they're being hung from. And they don't understand what it's like to be on the receiving end of the nuclear option. It's coming. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it because you created it. Now, the fact of the matter is, the eunuch Senate Majority Leader, Mitch, the double-talk gobbler McConnell, said that he will never use the nuclear option like Dirty Harry did. This is the problem, and I've got to again revert back to my book, Trump's War, because not only does Trump's revolution face serious opposition from the ACLU, from the media, and from the progs, but Trump's revolution is facing very serious opposition from the rhinos themselves. And that is why I wrote the book. It's Trump's war against the enemies within that we are all paying attention to. Again, I would advise you to make a little stir. Join the battle in Trump's war by going to Amazon.com and order an advanced copy right now. I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the one and only Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Let me begin at the beginning. Let me go back to the Trump executive actions over the last few days, because America and the world is spinning because he's actually doing what he said he would do. Oh, right. A president following his campaign promises? We can't have that. So he told us what he would do. But where did he get his ideas from? And why is it important that you know? Well, let's look into that. What was the executive order that caused so much havoc over the weekend and such an outcry? President Trump indefinitely suspended admissions for Syrian refugees and limited the flow of other refugees into the United States by instituting what the president has called extreme vetting of immigrants. That was one of the executive orders, by the way. Where did that come from? Page 313 of Government Zero, Action 2. Close the borders completely for 7 years. Let me tell you where I'm coming from. Though Trump's order doesn't go as far as I would wish it would, it does represent a starting point to what we must do to save this nation. Let me spell it out for you. If your head's spinning from this little order that he just passed, I'd like to see another executive order. I want no immigration except for national emergencies for the next 7 years. Zero. We need to absorb those who are here. We need to vet those who have come in under the wire under Barack and St. Obama before we let even another immigrant in from anywhere, unless there is a national security reason for that individual to enter this country. We have to make up for what was done to this nation all these years by Hussein. Hussein was breaking us down, destroyed us, ripped our border open, flooded us with illegals. Now you say, well, what does it have to do with me? I'll tell you what it has to do with you, smart aleck. There is a mumps epidemic right now raging through Seattle. Do you have any idea why there is a mumps epidemic in Seattle? Pay attention, New York. Epidemics do not recognize borders. They do not recognize political beliefs. As I wrote many years ago when I was an epidemiologist, microbes do not discriminate. They do not know if you're a good prog who cries for immigrants. The microbe will attack you just as well as it will attack a conservative. There used to be a time in this country when immigrants had to be screened for diseases. That was thrown out the window by the drunk dipsomaniac Kennedy, who lied to America when he said the 1965 Immigration Act will not change the demographics of America. Well, look around your city and tell me who lied. He lied to America. He turned us into a souk in the Middle East. Look at New York. Look at Washington. You may be living in Lebanon if this keeps up. It will look like Beirut unless Trump's orders are followed to the T and expanded, by the way. Now, we're talking about health, and you don't know that it's tied into immigration. So a headline today is that Washington has a mumps outbreak, 300 cases around Spokane and Seattle. But that's not where it's limited. Mumps has gone through a resurgence in America as a result of the borders being broken down. The politicized CDC was forced to report that mumps cases were confirmed in 46 states and the D.C. last year, totaling 5,311 infections. Eight states reported more than 100 cases in 2016. Arkansas, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, Oklahoma, and Texas. Can any one of you progs try to use your brain and engage it for 2 seconds and tell me if you actually believe that mumps did not resurge in America as a result of immigrants coming in with this infection? Because I'll tell you you're wrong. I'll tell you point blank that Obama should be tried for crimes against America for what he has done to this country, flooding us not only with terrorists. Go back and look at all the events going all the way back during his 8 years, his reign of terror. Don't tell me there were no attacks by Muslims during the 8 years. There were plenty. You probably forgot them all because of the brainwashing. One terrorist attack after another under Obama and the stooges he put in the Department of Homeland Security and DHS. They did not do their job. They didn't do their job. All of them were infested with Obamaites. One terrorist attack after another. How could the gay people of America in particular not understand the danger they are in from unfettered immigration from Muslim nations? Are you people that stupid? Do you have any idea how you're looked upon amongst traditional, fanatical, throwback Islamists? Do you know what they think of you? Why do you march with them? What's wrong with you? What's the point of me screaming? I could scream from a rooftop, you're not going to hear me. Your mind is made up. You're locked into your doxy. Liberalism is a mental disorder. There's no changing the mind of people who have no mind. It's that simple. If you have no mind, you can't appeal to a person. You can't reason with them. So let's put aside the issue of how people who are gay are treated by Islamists. Let's look at the diseases that have resurged in America as a result of Obama's insane policies of flooding us with unscreened immigrants and breaking our borders wide open and telling the Border Patrol they couldn't do their job. I've already told you the answer. Just by stating the case, I made the answer. I've told you, is mumps the only epidemic that's come back, the only disease that's resurged? You think it's a minor illness? It can kill you. It can kill you, my friends. There are many illnesses that were virtually wiped out in this country because of the greatest public health system the world had had until this fanatical left-wing idiot took over the country, along with idiots like those you are seeing in the media. Drug-addicted fools who don't even know what they're talking about. Schumer himself doesn't know what he's talking about. A liar through and through. He always has been. Here's a man screaming his head off about the poor Muslims. Right? What does he have to say about the Christians who had their heads cut off all these years? How come Schumer didn't cry when people were being raped on an industrial level? Where were you then, Charlie, you liar, you? When Christian and Yazidi girls were being raped around the clock, you lying rat, you. Where was that liar, Hillary Clinton? The representative of all women on the earth. Where was she when little girls were crying because they're being raped 24 hours a day by those vermin in ISIS who should be wiped off the planet? You're living through a social revolution. Now, some of you know it. And some of you don't. Some of you think it's going to stop and be gone tomorrow. It won't. That's wishful thinking. The left is highly organized, highly funded, highly activated, and they're going to be out in the streets for the next number of months, days, and years. And the fact of the matter is, it's your job to understand you are involved in this war. It's not good enough. It's not good enough that you voted for Trump. The day is going to come that you're going to have to speak out. And that means you. You can't just sit there and make believe it doesn't matter. They're pretty loud, aren't they, these people on the left? They're not shy to scream in your face. They're not shy to call you Nazi Hitler, are they? You gotta learn what to say to them. And you gotta learn how to grab them by the verbal throat and say, you listen to me and you just shut up for a minute. Just shut up. And you gotta tell them what really is happening here. What is going on in this country right now is a result of what Obama did to us for 8 straight years. He ripped this country apart. He opened up our borders like with a can opener. The country is bleeding. Do I have to tell you it's been bleeding jobs? Do I have to tell you it's bleeding the other way with immigrants, many of whom don't come here to work? No, they don't all come here to work. Where'd you get that garbage from? Why don't you look at the actual data instead of being a movie star who calls Trump Hitler? And the actual data will tell you that the native population, that is you, does not use the welfare system anywhere near the extent that the immigrants do. That's number one. Many of the libs will quote the Statue of Liberty, as Charles Schumer did with crocodile tears. and you'll hear the same old story about the engraving on the Statue of Liberty. Give us your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses yearning to be free. Emma Lazarus, 1903. That's very touching. However, if you analyze it, there's a few elements of it that Mr. Schumer apparently missed. Number one, there was no welfare state in 1903. They didn't come over here with an ACLU giving them a free ticket to a court of law to sue for everything under the sun. The ACLU was not here yet. They won't be here again in 4 years, I hope. Hope within 4 years they're all purged and thrown out of the country. By the way, speaking of the ACLU, who elected them to have this much power? Can anyone listening to this show tell me that they were elected to be a fifth branch of government? When did you elect Marvin in the ACLU with a rotten law degree to represent you? Who are these people? They're subversives, every last one of them. I will not rest until the ACLU is investigated and defunded and destroyed in this country. It is an illegitimate organization that has lobbied against everything decent in this nation. Everything decent in this nation has been destroyed in this country by these rats with law degrees. Whether it's breaking the crosses off war memorials, or breaking our border open, or crying bloody murder so that illegal aliens can come in, whether they be diseased or terror-prone, doesn't matter to them. Anything they can do to pain the American people, they have done. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. You're going to hear again, give us your tired and your poor and your huddled masses yearning to be free. Hey, it's on the Statue of Liberty. What kind of country are we that we're no longer like that? Says the good liberal girl who doesn't know her toes from her hairdo. But she's out there marching, isn't she, on the barricades? Because she is so righteous in herself. She is so righteous in herself. And she knows she's on the right side of history. And you evil right-wingers are on the wrong side of history. Why, you're goose-steppers like those who marched for Hitler, aren't you? Well, remind that little girl from Columbia University or NYU, wherever she may be going, that although she maybe have good grades and high SATs, that's not a mark of intelligence. It's a mark of an ability to be a little rote memorizer and to take tests. And that it takes more than taking tests to know what's actually going on. So when they quote the placard on the Statue of Liberty, and they say, it says, give us your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses yearning to be free. Say, yeah, well, there's two things you should know, girlie. One is, there was no welfare state then. There were no food stamps waiting for them. There was no welfare. There was no free housing. There was no free medical care. There weren't vermin with law degrees waiting for them to sue anyone who wouldn't give in to them. And so what were they brought here for? Do you have any idea why they were brought over in such vast numbers? My grandfather included in that wave of immigrants. It sounded like they just wanted immigrants to come here and be free. That's not what it was for. America was a rapidly developing nation. They needed workers. Most of these people came over as slaves. Oh, I don't mean with chains on them, don't get me wrong. But slaves they were nevertheless, living 16 to a room in hovels around America. New York City, the Lower East Side, now a fashionable district, was a hovel of immigration. 15, 16 immigrants to a room, sleeping in the same bed at different times of the day and night. Why? Why? Because they were needed in the needle factories in New York City particularly. They needed to run the garment center. They brought them over by the millions. Where else did the immigrants go, those from Lithuania and Poland? Where were they going, the hard men from Eastern Europe? They were going out to Pennsylvania to work in the coal mines and the steel mills. They were the ones who worked underneath the shower of sparks as the Bessemer converter belched its hot ashes onto the workers without OSHA. And they were glad to have a job at that. They never complained. They were men of steel, and they helped build America. And that's what immigration was for. It was not for a bleeding welfare state. It was for workers who were necessary to feed the engine of our industrialization. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So as the Monday broadcast draws to a conclusion, the protests across America over Trump's immigration ban have been heard around the world. But if you look at the people who are protesting, you realize they all have something at stake. Either they're wearing a headscarf and they want more headscarves, or they're here illegally sucking the welfare system dry and they want more of their friends from their homeland to come here and enjoy the great feast that we are paying for. And then, of course, you have the liberals, the generic liberals, who associate every immigrant with their own ancestors, and who unfortunately associate the Holocaust with every issue to do with immigration. Well, let me tell you something. The Holocaust has nothing to do with this immigration ban, nothing whatsoever. I want to talk now, as the hour comes to a conclusion, about Trump's war against the enemies within. And in order to preface it, I've got to read you one paragraph from Trump's war. Here is how I begin the book. Tell me what you think about it. I am not a guru. I am not a leader. I am a broadcaster and a writer who can think. In that sense, what you see is what you get. A man of the people who helped lead this revolution that gave us Donald Trump. In that sense, I am much like the thinkers and writers who helped lead the revolution 241 years ago. That first American Revolution was as much a revolution of ideas as political institutions, just like ours today. And it was not led by peasants like the disastrous French Revolution, which immediately followed it. It was led by men of ideas. That's my opening to Trump's war against the enemies within. And what we are seeing now are all of the enemies within standing up and speaking out with a sense of self-righteousness that we have come to accept as the norm amongst liberals. You see, they're always right, and everyone else is always wrong. All I saw with the protests were people who should have been put into a data bank. Every one of those people who was marching and screaming and yelling and yelling, and they're going to overturn the president's law, and they're stronger than this, and we're all immigrants, and this and that, and we're all immigrants and love them, and we love the immigrants. To me, they should all go into a federal database, because I can guarantee you, as I'm sitting here, in that small number of people, and remember, it was a relatively small number of people who were that motivated to go to airports, in that group, you would see the greatest number of troublemakers in this country. And I think that the new government must know that. If they're smart enough to know which countries to put on a list of banned immigrants, they're smart enough to know that those in the airport terminals are fundamentally putting themselves on wanted posters. So all I can say to you, Progs, is keep it up, keep rioting, keep protesting, because everyone is watching you. Only there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new border patrol in town. The police are now activated and motivated. They're not going to let you determine policy. You were not elected to jack. We elected Trump and his people to run the country, not a group of agitators to run the country. And that's all I have to say. There's no more to say. That's the whole story. I could close by telling you to visit my website, michaelsavage.com, and I will, because it's a great little website. Americans favor suspending immigration from terror regions. Trump says extreme vetting pause is same as Obama's 2011 Iraq policy. On the left side is a click to Trump's war, his battle for America. Again, you can click right on to that, from that to Amazon.com or BNN.com. And I'm very much involved with that book. Michael Savage newsletter says I'm still banned in Britain. And Theresa May, I'm sorry to tell you, the woman from England who Trump embraced is the woman who refused to take my name off the ban list. But very shortly, I will be introducing in the media a petition to Donald Trump to get my name off that list in England. And then when the rubber meets the road of Donald Trump's pen and iPhone, we will see if he will lift a finger to take my name off that list. And then we will know certain things about other things on the Savage Nation.